Wikipedia, and ants. You now have time to read the assignments.
One.
Wikipedia is written, assembled, and governed by one of the most wide-ranging global communities you could imagine. It's also the fifth most popular website in the world and one of the most trusted sources of knowledge online.
Two.
Every article is shared freely. No fees, no paywalls, no ads. They use Creative Commons licenses for that, which allows anyone to reuse the content they find on Wikipedia so long as they credit the source and share any new works they make under the same terms. What Wikipedians build, they build for everybody.
Three.
A friend and I had started a consultancy and we named it Ant Farm. Because no matter how much I hated my tiny invaders, those resilient little ants had given me a perfect metaphor. Working largely underground and unseen, lifting 100 times their own weight, and silently collaborating to complete their shared tasks.
Four.
They build these mounds out of dirt. And what's always sort of interesting about it, when you brush away and you damage part of their mound, you see all these ants rush out. They're behaving kind of hectic and crazy. When you watch any individual in that colony, it seems like they're kind of doing stuff that's not adding to the whole. They're not this well-oiled machine. And so if you stare at them for a few minutes, as a kid, I would get pretty bored. And so then I would walk away and go do something else. But then you come back an hour later and they've perfectly rebuilt the structure.
Five.
Before we beat this comparison into the ground, let's look at one last striking parallel: the need to divide up the labor into roles and responsibilities. Inside the ant farm, there is specialization and there are divisions of labor. And inside the global project that is Wikipedia, each contributor self-selects for the work that needs to be done and takes on the role that suits their skills and interests.
Six.
We have bots that track for that sort of thing, and those bots run from one end of Wikipedia to the other. They look for the missing Oxford comma. They look for misappropriations of language. They look for vandalism, and then they revert. And those are very simple, non-complex, non-higher order function decision making.
One.
Wikipedia is written, assembled, and governed by one of the most wide-ranging global communities you could imagine. It's also the fifth most popular website in the world and one of the most trusted sources of knowledge online.
Two.
Every article is shared freely. No fees, no paywalls, no ads. They use Creative Commons licenses for that, which allows anyone to reuse the content they find on Wikipedia so long as they credit the source and share any new works they make under the same terms. What Wikipedians build, they build for everybody.
Three.
A friend and I had started a consultancy and we named it Ant Farm. because no matter how much I hated my tiny invaders, those resilient little ants had given me a perfect metaphor. Working largely underground and unseen, lifting 100 times their own weight, and silently collaborating to complete their shared tasks.
Four.
They build these mounds out of dirt. And what's always sort of interesting about it, when you brush away and you damage part of their mound, you see all these ants rush out. They're behaving kind of hectic and crazy. When you watch any individual in that colony, it seems like they're kind of doing stuff that's not adding to the whole. They're not this well-oiled machine. And so if you stare at them for a few minutes, as a kid, I would get pretty bored. And so then I would walk away and go do something else. But then you come back an hour later and they've perfectly rebuilt the structure.
Five.
Before we beat this comparison into the ground, let's look at one last striking parallel. The need to divide up the labor into roles and responsibilities. Inside the ant farm, there is specialization and there are divisions of labor. And inside the global project that is Wikipedia, each contributor self-selects for the work that needs to be done and takes on the role that suits their skills and interests.
Six.
We have bots that track for that sort of thing, and those bots run from one end of Wikipedia to the other. They look for the missing Oxford comma. They look for misappropriations of language. They look for vandalism, and then they revert. And those are very simple, non-complex, non-higher order function decision making.